It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, coming to you today from New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Cattlemen's Convention, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. For more than 25 years now, Greg Solier has been an agriculture meteorologist. That's his specialty. That's all he does. This isn't a hobby for Greg. And every weekend, he brings his skills to our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Greg not only looks at the week ahead, but every week now, in his segment sponsored by Syngenta, he looks 4 weeks in advance. By the way, his forecast indicates this cold weather will continue well into February. Catch Greg's forecast every weekend, along with the market analyst that we talk to. Oh, and there's always that segment, Max's Tractor Shed, featuring somebody's favorite old antique tractor. You can catch us on some 120 local television stations and the RFD TV satellite and cable channel. 4 times a weekend on RFD. Check your local listings. Well, just about 2 weeks of snow every day set up many communities in our region for this brutal cold blast, the likes of which many people in our part of the country have never seen. Now, some of the veterans will tell you, though, it sure has been worse. In some very, very cold winters, they were driving in what seemed like tunnels. Snow was piled so high along the sides of streets and roads, it was higher than the tops of vehicles. And as far as the cold, there were years where the temperatures got very cold and stayed very cold week after week. But if you can hang on in this episode, by the weekend, it'll be above freezing in a large part of the heartland of America. From This Week in Agribusiness, that funding lapse because of the partial government shutdown forced the USDA to postpone a slew of reports on crop production and crop supplies and crop usage. Those reports due back in January on the 11th. But now USDA officials have confirmed some of those reports, not all, but most, will be published a week from Friday on the 8th. That will include the quarterly grain stocks report, the final corn and soybean production reports for last year, and the winter wheat seedings put in last fall. It'll be an important day for farmers and crop traders and analysts. We are, in fact, here in New Orleans again. The largest farm group in the country, Farm Bureau, met here earlier this month. Now, cattlemen and women from around the country are in New Orleans for the Cattle Industry Convention. At their opening general session this morning, former pro quarterback Terry Bradshaw will speak and likely entertain. He's been a TV sports commentator for 25 years. Did you know that? It's been that long? 25 years. We heard a preliminary attendance estimate for the Cattlemen's Convention of 10,000. That would be surprising, though, given this brutal weather affecting many cattle farms and ranches in the heartland. We sure do pay attention to the reports emanating from the Centers for Disease Control when they come out, as they warn us about the flu and measles and other ailments. Now they're warning of a multi-state salmonella outbreak. People in 8 states have been affected. No one has died. One person was hospitalized, getting sick from their hedgehog. Now, we shouldn't laugh at this, I guess, because salmonella is indeed serious. But of all the pets you could have, all of the pets you might want to snuggle with in this terrible cold, you chose a hedgehog? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.